My Quinta 之一，服务原籍聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天是2011年5月4号，我们继续非常幸运的请到了敬仰的 Gidharma 来跟我们讲 Krishna Book， 就是 Krishna 快乐的泉源这本书。现在我们开始 ，OK。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today we are continuing with our series on the Krishna Book.
今天呢，我们继续讲 Krishna Book 系列。
Today we are discussing Chapter 8, Vision of the Universal Form.
今天呢，我们是讨论第八章，也就是关于宇宙形象的事宜。
Again, before we start, we will chant our invocation prayer.
那么在开始之前呢，我们还是来唱诵一下这个祷文。
You may follow along in your Krishna books if you wish.
大家愿意的话，可以跟着这 Krishna book 这本书上面一起来读。
Krishna, 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 hey.Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Bhakshamam. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Bahimam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava,Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. O Lord Krishna, please protect me and maintain me.
O Lord Krishna, 请保护我，请联系我。
O Lord Rama, descendant of King Raghu, please protect me.
O Lord Rama, 拉古国王的后裔啊，请保护我。
O Krishna, O Keshava, killer of the Keshi demon, please maintain me.
O Krishna, O Keshava, Keshima 的屠主啊，请联系我。
So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives us a brief summary of this chapter.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 呢，就这一章给了我们一个总结。
He explains that this chapter describes Krishna's naming ceremony.
他们呢就描述说，这一章讲的是 Krishna 的取命名仪式。
He is crawling and stealing butter.
他在爬行，然后怎么偷奶油。
He is eating dirt.
他吃尘土。
And displaying the universal form.
还有呢，他展示了自己的宇宙形象。
So now we should begin.
现在我们就开始。
After the demon Shinavarta was killed, Vasudeva asked his family priest Garbhamuni to visit the place of Nanda Maharaj.
那么杀了这个 Shinavarta 这个恶魔之后呢， Vasudeva 就要他们的家庭祭祀，就是 Garbhamuni 去拜访 Nanda Maharaj 这个地方。
He wanted him to astrologically calculate the future life of.
因为他想让他在星象上面来测算一下 Krishna 的未来。
Garbhamuni was a great saintly sage who had undergone many austerities and penances and had been appointed priest of the Yadu dynasty.
Garbhamuni 是一个伟大的圣人，他呢曾经经历过很严酷的苦行，并且呢被命并指定为亚杜王朝的祭师。
When Garbhamuni arrived at the home of Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj was very pleased to see him and immediately stood up with folded hands and offered his respectful obeisances.
当 Garbhamuni 到达 Nanda Maharaj 家的时候， Nanda Maharaj 看到他非常高兴，他立即和双手合十起身来向他致以尊敬的礼拜。
He received Garbhamuni with the feeling of one who is worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
他迎接刚刚目的的这个情感，就好像一个人在崇拜至尊人的手神一样。
He offered him a nice sitting place, and when he sat down, Nanda Maharaj offered him a warm reception.
他呢就献给他一个很好的座位。那当他坐下来之后呢 ，Nanda Maharaj 就献了，也给他一个非常温馨的迎接仪式。
Sitting here lightly, he said, "My predominant appearance in a household place is only to enlighten."
他很他很有礼貌的跟他说话，然后就说：“我亲爱的婆罗门啊，你来到了一个居士的家里面，就是只是为了来启发人们。”
We are always engaged in household duties and forgetting our real duty of self-realization.
我们一直都忙于我们的家庭职责，却忘记了我们自我觉悟的真正的职责。
Your coming to our house is to give us some enlightenment about Skype.
你来到我们的家只是来给我们关于灵修的一些开始，一些启发。
You have no other purpose in visiting householders.
您拜访这些居士再没有其他的目的。
Actually, a saintly person or a brahmana has no business visiting householders.We are always busy in the matter of dollars and cents.
事实上，这些居士他们一直都忙于挣钱之类的事物，所以呢，一个圣人或者一个婆罗门，他们是不需要去拜访这些居士的。
The only reason saintly persons and brahmanas go to the place of a householder is to enlighten them.
这些圣人和婆罗门去到居士的家这些地方唯一的目的呢就是去启示他们。
He asked, why don't the householders go to a saintly person or a Brahmana for enlightenment?
那可能会有人这样提问说那居士为什么不去找这些圣人或婆罗门去祈求启发呢开示呢
The answer is the householders are very poor-hearted.
那这答案呢就是这些居士啊他们很可怜的他们心很穷很可怜的。
Generally, householders think that engaging in family affairs is their prime duty and that self-realization or enlightenment in spiritual knowledge is secondary.
通常情况下居士们会认为履行家庭责任是他们首要的职责自我觉悟或者开悟呢在灵性知识上得到自我觉悟，那是次要的事情。
Out of compassion only, saintly persons and brahmanas go to the householders' homes.
那么这些圣人和婆罗门呢，完全是出于慈悲之心才去到这些居士的家里。
Nanda Maharaj addressed Garga Muni as one of the great authorities in astrological science.
Nanda Maharaj 称 Garga Muni 为星象学的最伟大的权威之一。
The foretellings of astrological science, such as the occurrence of solar or lunar eclipses, are wonderful calculations.
预言就是对这个星象学做出预言，就比如说，这个太阳或者月亮、太月食或者太日食，这些都是很。非常奇妙的测算。
By this particular science, a person can understand the future very clearly.
就通过这一特定的科学，一个人就可以非常清楚的理解他的未来。
Garga Muni was proficient in this knowledge.
你 Garga Muni 在这方面的知识非常具有充分的知识在这一方面。
By this knowledge, one can understand what his previous.Activities were that are causing him to enjoy or suffer in this life.
那么通过这一门知识呢，一个人就能够明白他，这是他他过往有从事了一些什么活动，以导致他的今生享受或者受苦。
Nanda Maharaj also addressed Garga Muni as the best of the Brahmins.
Nanda Maharaj 也称 Garga Muni 为最好的婆罗门。
If Brahma is one.Who is expert in the knowledge of the Supreme.
一婆罗门呢就意味着他是很精通关于至尊的知识。
Without knowledge of the Supreme Absolute, one cannot be recognized as a Brahmana.
如果一个人没有关于至尊绝对的知识的话，他就不能被称之为一个婆罗门。
The exact word used in this connection is Brahma Vidam, which means those who know the Supreme very well.
那么在这一方面用的这个确定的单词呢，就叫做 Brahma Vidam, 意思就是说一个人一个非常了解至尊者的人。
And an expert Brahma is able to give reformatory facilities to the subcastes, namely the Kshatriyas and Vaishyas.
那么一个精道的婆罗门呢，他就能给这些次要的次要的这个阶层给予一些复兴的一些条件，阶层就是指的沙帝利和外夏。
The sutras observe no reformatory performances.
Sutra 他们是不需要去遵守任何复苏的，或者说怎么说，不需要去从事这些活动。
Brahma is considered to be the spiritual master or priest.For the Kshatriya and Vaishya.
那婆罗门呢，他们被认为是沙帝利和 Vaishya 的灵性导师或者技师。
Nanda Maharaj happened to be a Vaishya, and he accepted Garga Muni as a first-class Brahmana.
那 Nanda Maharaj 呢，碰巧是一个 Vaishya, 而且他接受 Garga Muni 为一个一流的婆罗门。
Therefore offered his two foster sons, namely Krishna and Balaram, to him to purify.
所以呢，他就把自己的两个养子，也就是 Krishna 和 Balaram 献给他，让他来净化他们。
Nanda stated that not only these boys, but all human beings just after birth, should accept a qualified Brahmana as spiritual master.
Nanda 就说，不仅仅是这两个孩子，而且是所有的整个的人类，只要他们出生之后，都应该接受一个合格的婆罗门为灵性导师。
Upon this request, Garga Muni replied, Vasudev has sent me to see the reformatory performances of these boys, especially Krishna's.
那么在他就是得到这个请求之后呢， Garga Muni 就回答说，Vasudeva 派我来确保就给这些孩子们做这种仪式，尤其是 Krishna 的仪式。
However, if I do so, it may incidentally appear that Krishna is the son of Devaki, since I am Vasudeva's family priest.
但是呢，如果我这样做呢，这样看起来就好像 Krishna 就成了 Devaki 的儿子，因为我是 Vasudeva 的家庭祭师。
By astrological calculation, Garamuni could understand Krishna was the son of Devaki, which Nanda did not know.
通过星象上的测算，这个 Garamuni 就知道，就 Krishna 其实是 Devaki 的儿子，但 Nanda 并不知道这一点。
Indirectly, Garamuni said that Krishna and Balaram were both sons of Vasudeva.
所以 Garamuni 其实间接的说了 ，Krishna 和 Balarama 都是 Vasudeva 的儿子。
Balaram was known as the son of Vasudeva because his mother Rohini was present there, but Nanda Maharaj did not know about Krishna.
Balaram 被大家都知道 ，Balaram 是 Vasudeva 的儿子，因为他的母亲 Rohini 当时在场。但是呢 ，Nanda Maharaj 并不知道关于 Krishna 的事情。
Garga Muni indirectly disclosed the fact that Krishna was the son of Devaki.
所以 Garga Muni 呢就间接的揭开了这个真相，就是说 Krishna 其实是 Devaki 的儿子。
Garga Muni also warned Nanda Maharaj that if he would perform the reformatory ceremony, then Kamsa, who was naturally very sinful, would understand that Krishna was the son of Devaki and thus of Deva.
那么 Garga Muni 也警告 Nanda Maharaj 就说，如果他来为他们举行这个仪式的话，那么这个天生罪恶的 Kamsa 就会知道 Krishna 其实是 Devaki 和 Vasudeva 的儿子。
According to astrological calculation, Devaki could not have a female child, although everyone thought that the eighth child of Devaki was female.
根据这个星象上的测算， Devaki 是不可能有一个女婴的， 不可能有女婴的就作为孩子，但是呢虽然但其实每个人都以为这第八个 Devaki 的第八个孩子是女婴。
In this way Garuda Muni intimated to Nanda Maharaj that the female child was born of Yashoda and that Krishna was born of Devaki and they were exchanged。
所以呢刚刚母女就以这样一种方式暗示给娜娜妈妈，就说其实亚修达生的是一个女婴，而 Krishna 呢是由 Devaki 生的，他们是被交换的。
Also the female child Durga had informed Kamsa that the child who would kill him was already born somewhere else。
而且呢这个女婴就是 Durga 或者是就是 Durga 她也通知了也告诉了 Kamsa 说这个将会杀死他的这个孩子已经在另外一个地方出生了。
Garuda Muni stated, if I give your child a name and if he fulfills the prophecy of the female child of Kamsa, then it may be that the sinful demon will come and kill this child also after the name-giving ceremony.
那 Garuda Muni 就说如果我给这个孩子起名字而且如果他实现了这个女婴的预言就杀康萨这个预言的话那么有可能这个罪恶的这个罪大恶极的这个恶魔就会来想要在他的起名仪式之后杀死这个孩子。
But I do not want to become responsible for all these future calamities.
但是呢我可不想承担这个为这将来所谓的这个灾难承担这个责任。
On hearing the words of Garuda Muni, Nanda Maharaj said, if there is such danger, then it is better not to plan any gorgeous name-giving ceremony.
那么听了 Garuda Muni 这些话之后呢 Nanda Maharaj 就说如果有这样的危险存在的话那么最好就不要给这个孩子去计划来进行任何的宏大的起名仪式了盛大的起名仪式。
It would be better for you to simply chant the Vedic hymns and perform the purificatory process.
那么最好呢，你就简单的来唱诵一下伟达的赞歌，并且去从事一下这个净化仪式就好。
We belong to the twice born caste, and I am taking this opportunity of your presence.
我们呢是属于再次出生的种子的等。阶层的，那么我是借这个你存在的机会，我也是在利用你存在的这个机会，你的临在的机会。
So please perform the name-giving ceremony without external pomp.
External pomp.
Yeah, it means external extravagance.
所以呢请你我们就不需要进行任何的外在的以任何的外在的就是盛大的仪式来进行那么你就举行一个简单的起名仪式就好了。
Nanda Maharaj wanted to keep the name-giving ceremony a secret and yet take advantage of Garuda Muni's performing the ceremony.
那么 Nanda Maharaj 呢是想要把这个起名仪式保密但同时呢又要利用 Garuda Muni这样一层临在的这个机会来举行这个仪式。
When Garuda Muni was so eagerly requested by Nanda Maharaj, he performed the name-giving ceremony as secretly as possible in cowshed of Nanda Maharaj.
那么在 Nanda Maharaj 这么急迫的请求之下 ，Garuda Muni 就尽可能悄悄的，就是秘密的在 Nanda Maharaj 的牛棚里面给他。
He informed Nanda Maharaj that the son of Rohini would be very pleasing to his family members and relatives, and therefore would be called Rama.
那么他就告诉 Nanda Maharaj 说，这个 Rohini 的儿子将会非常喜悦他的家族、家庭成员以及亲戚，所以呢，他的名字会是 Rama。
In the future, he would be extraordinarily strong and therefore would be called Baladev.
那么在以后呢他会变得非常的强大有力所以呢他就会被称为 Baladev.
Garuda Muni said further, because your family and the family of the Yadavs are so intimately connected and attracted, his name will also be Sankarshan.
那么 Garuda Muni 就又继续说道他说因为你们的家族以及亚度的这一家人是如此有着亲密的连接和吸引所以呢他的名字还会被叫做 Sankarshan
This means that Garga Muni awarded three names to the son of Rohini, namely Balaram, Sankarshan, and Baladev.
那么这就意味着 Garga Muni 其实是赐予了 Rohini 之子三个名字，就是 Balaram, Sankarshan, 和 Baladev.
But he carefully did not disclose the fact that Balaram had also appeared in the womb of Devaki and was subsequently transferred to the womb of Rohini.
但是呢他很小心的没有揭示这样一个事实，也就是说 Balaram 其实呢也是显现在 Devaki 的出现在 Devaki 的子宫里面，只是呢后来被转移到了 Rohini 的子宫里。
Krishna and Balaram are real brothers, being originally sons of Devaki.
那 Krishna 和 Balaram 原本都是 Devaki 的儿子，所以他们其实是亲兄弟。
Garga Muni then informed Nanda MaharajAs far as your son is concerned, this child has taken different bodily complexions in different years.
那么 Garga Muni 接着又告诉这个 Nanda Maharaj 说，至于你的儿子呢，这个孩子在不同的年代，他已经 以不同的肤色而显现。
First of all, he assumed the color white, then the color red, then the color yellow, and now he has assumed the color black.
首先呢它是白色的皮肤，后来然后呢是红色，接下来是黄色，那么到了现在呢它就是黑色。
Besides that, he was formerly the son of Vasudev, therefore his name should be Vasudev as well as Krishna.
除此以外呢他以前其实是 Vasudeva 的儿子，所以呢他的名字就应该是 Vasudeva 还有 Krishna
Some people will call him Krishna, and some will call him Vasudeva.
有的人会称他为 Krishna, 还有的人呢会称他为 Vasudeva.
Well, one thing you must know, this son has had many other names and activities due to his different pastimes.
但是呢一件事有一件事你一定得知道，就这个孩子因为他曾经上他上演的不同的逍遥时光，所以呢他会有很多很多其他的名字和活动。
Garga Muni further hinted to Nanda Maharaj that his son would also be called Giridhari because of his uncommon pastime of lifting Govardhan Hill.
Garga Muni 继续向 Nanda Maharaj 暗示说，他的儿子也将会因为他举起哥瓦丹拉山这不同寻常的逍遥时光而被称为 Giridhari。
Since Garga Muni was an astrologer, he could understand everything past and future.
因为 Garga Muni 是一个星象家，所以呢他对过去和将来都了如指掌。
He said, I know everything about his activities and names, but others do not know.
他就说关于他的活动和名字我什么都知道，但其他人不知道。
This child will be very pleasing to all the cowherd men and cows.
这个孩子将会非常取悦所有的牧牛郎和奶牛。
Being very popular in Vrindavan, he will be the cause of all good fortune for you.
他呢在 Vrindavan 会深受欢迎，而且会给你带来所有的好运。
Because of his presence,You will overcome all kinds of material calamities despite opposing elements.
就因为他的临在，尽管你会遇到有很多反对的势力，但是呢，你会最终你能克服各种各样的物质灾难。
Garga Muni continued to say, "My dear King of Raja, in his previous births, this child many times protected righteous persons from the hands of rogues and thieves."Whenever there was political disruption.
Garga Muni 继续说道，我亲爱的 Braja 之王啊，在他这个孩子在他先前的身世已经多次，每当有这个政治上的腐败的时候，这个孩子已经多次保护那些政治的人免于那些贼啊这些恶棍的之手。
Your child is so powerful that anyone who will become a devotee of your boy will never be troubled by enemies.
你的孩子是如此的强而有力， 所以任何人只要成为你儿子的，成为你的孩子的奉献者，他就不会受到任何敌人的骚扰。
Just as demigods are always protected by Lord Vishnu, the devotees of your child will always be protected in the Ramayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
就好像半神人们，他们一直受到主 Vishnu 的保护，那么你的孩子的奉献者呢，也一直会受到至尊人格守神 Narayana 的保护。
This child will grow in power, beauty, opulence, in everything on the level of Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
这个孩子啊会处在至尊人格守神 Narayana 的层面，他在每一方面包括力量、美丽和富裕方面都会不断的成长。
Therefore I would advise that you protect him very carefully so that he may grow without disturbance.
所以呢我建议你要很小心的保护他，这样呢他在成长的过程中就不会受到打扰。
In other words, Garga Muni informed Nanda Maharaj that because he was a great devotee of Narayana, Lord Narayana had given Nanda a son equal to him.
换言之 Garga Muni 就告诉这个 Nanda Maharaj 说，因为他是主 Narayana 的这么伟大的一个奉献者，所以呢主 Narayana 也就赐予了他一个跟他相等的儿子。
At the same time, Garga Muni indicated that this son would be disturbed by so many demons that Nanda should therefore be careful and protect him.
但与此同时呢 ，Garga Muni 就向他暗示说，他的这个儿子啊，会受到很多很多恶魔的打扰，所以呢 ，Nanda Maharaj 应该非常小心保护他。
In this way, Garga Muni convinced.Nanda Maharaj that Narayana himself had become his son.
那么 Garga Muni 就以这种方式说服了 Nanda Maharaj 说 Narayana 已经本人成了他的儿子。
In various ways he described the transcendental qualities of his son.
他从很多的方各个方面来描述了他儿子的超人品质。
After giving this information, Garga Muni returned to his home.
把这个所有的信息给了他之后呢 Garga Muni 就回到了自己的家里。
Nanda Maharaj began to think of himself as the most fortunate person, and he was very satisfied to receive such a benediction in this way.
那么 Nanda Maharaj 就开始觉得自己是最为幸运的人，而且他非常满意自己能够以这样一种方式得到这样的祝福。
A short time after this incident, both Balaram and Krishna began to crawl on their hands and knees.
这件事情之后不久呢 ，Balaram 和 Krishna 就开始用双手、双膝盖就开始爬行了。
When they were crawling like that, they pleased their mothers.
当他们这样来爬行的时候，他们非常取悦他们的母亲。
The bells tied to their waist and ankles sounded.Fascinating, and they would move around very pleasingly.
那么绑在他们的腰上和脚踝上的这些铃铛啊，听起来的声音非常的迷人，而且他们整个四处的移动也那个样子也非常让人高兴。
Sometimes, just like ordinary children, they would be frightened by others and would immediately hurry to their mothers for protection.
有的时候呢，就像普通的孩子一样，他们会被别人吓着，然后立即。匆忙地跑向他们的母亲寻求保护。
Sometimes they would fall into the clay and mud of Vrindavan and would approach their mothers smeared with clay and saffron.
有的时候呢，他们又会倒在这个泥土或者 Vrindavan 的这个泥土里面，然后呢，他们又全身到处都是这个泥土啊、尘土之类的，然后去找他们的妈妈。
They were actually smeared with saffron and sandalwood pulp by their mothers, but due to crawling over muddy clay, they would simultaneously smear their bodies with clay.
他们呢，事实上，他们全身都由他们的母亲给他们涂上了这个橘黄色的，还有这个檀香。但是呢，因为他们在这个泥土里面曾经到处爬弄过，所以呢，他们身上同时又涂满了这泥土。
As soon as Yashoda and Kishori would take them on their laps and covering them with the lower portion of their saris allow them to suck their breasts.
那么他们一爬到他们母亲的怀里，那么亚瑟一身上亚瑟大夫柔比尼就马上把他们抱在怀里，用自己沙粒的下面一部分把他们盖住，然后允许他们来吸奶。
When the babies were sucking their breasts, the mothers would see small teeth coming in.
那么当这些孩子在吃奶的时候呢，这母亲就看到了他们的小牙齿已经长出来了。
Thus, their joy would be intensified to see their children grow.
看到孩子在这样成长，他们的喜乐越来越强烈。
Sometimes the naughty babies would crawl up to the cowshed, catch the tail of a calf, and stand up.
有的时候呢，这些调皮的婴儿，他们又会爬起来，站在那个这个牛旁边，然后抓着牛尾巴站了起来。
Calves being disturbed.Would immediately begin running here and there, and the children would be dragged over clay and cow dung.
那么这个小牛犊受到了打扰，所以它马上就四处跑动。然后这些孩子们，因为他们不抓着那个牛尾巴，他们就被在这个被拖在那个那个泥土和这个牛粪里面被拖来拖去的。
To see this fun, Yashoda and Rohini would call all their neighborhood friends the Gopis.
那么亚瑟达和柔比尼呢，就会把他们周围的这所有的这个邻居朋友们，就是那些牧牛女们，都叫来看这个好玩的场面。
Upon seeing this child pass under Lord Krishna, the gopis would be merged in transcendental bliss.
那么看到主 Krishna 这些孩提时代的逍遥，这所有的这些 gopi 这些牧牛女们，完全沉浸在超然的喜乐之中。
In their enjoyment, they would.Laugh very loudly.
他们会高兴地大笑起来。
Krishna and Balaram were so restless that their mothers, Yashoda and Rohini, would try to protect them from cows, bulls, monkeys, water, fire, and birds while they were executing their household duties.
那么 Krishna 和 Balaram 他们是如此的躁动不安，所以他们的母亲就是 Yashoda 和 Rohini。会努力地保护他们不要受到当他们一边在亚瑟达和柔比尼一边在履行自己的家庭职责同时呢要努力地保护他们不要受到什么牛奶牛啊公牛啊猴子啊水啊火和鸟的干扰就不要掉进这一切的危险之中
Always being anxious to protect the children and to execute their duties, they were not very tranquil.
那他们一直都焦虑地想要保护孩子，同时呢要去履行他们的责任，所以他们并不总是非常的平静。
In a very short time, Krishna and Balaram began to stand up and slightly move on their legs.
那么很快，不久之后呢，Krishna和 Balaram 就开始站了起来。并且能够稍稍地移动他们的腿。
When Krishna and Balaram began to walk, other friends of the same age joined them.
那么当 Krishna and Balaram 开始走路的时候，其他同龄的这些朋友们也跟他们一起来了。
Together, they gave the highest transcendental pleasure to the gopis, specifically to Mother Yashoda and Rohini.
这所谓的孩子们，他们就给予了这些 Gopi 们，尤其是亚瑟达妈妈和柔比尼，给了他们带给了他们最高的超然喜乐。
All the Gopi friends of Yashoda and Rohini enjoyed the naughty, childish activities of Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan.
亚瑟达和柔比尼这些所有的牧牛女朋友们，他们非常享受 Krishna and Balaram 在 Vrindavan 的孩提逍遥。孩提时代的活动。
In order to enjoy further transcendental bliss, they all assembled and went to Mother Yashoda to lodge complaints against the restless boys.
那么为了更进一步的享受这个超人的喜乐呢，他们都会聚到一起去找亚瑟的妈妈去向她抱怨这些躁动不安的孩子。
When Krishna was sitting before Mother Yashoda,All the other gopis began to lodge complaints against him so that Krishna could hear.
当 Krishna 坐在亚瑟达妈妈面前的时候，所有的这些长辈的牧牛女们， 他们就开始像亚瑟的妈妈抱怨 Krishna， 这样的 Krishna 就能听到。
They said, "Dear Yashoda, why don't you restrict your naughty Krishna?"
他们说，亲爱的亚瑟的，你为什么就不能约束一下你这调皮的 Krishna 呢？
He comes to our houses along with Balaram every morning and evening.
他每天早晚都会和他的 Balarama 一起来我们的家里。
Before the milking of the cows, they let loose the calves, and the calves drink all the milk of the cows.
那么在我们开始挤牛奶之前，他们就会把这小牛放了，然后呢，这些小牛就会喝干这些奶牛所有的牛奶。
So when we go to milk the cows, we find no milk, and we have to return with empty pots.
所以呢，当我们去给本来去挤牛奶的人发现了，跟牛奶根本就没有了。那么只能我们最终就只能带着空罐子回家。
If we warn Krishna and Balaram about doing this, they simply smile so charmingly that we cannot do anything.
如果我们就一开始警告 Krishna and Balaram 不要这样做的时候呢，他们就会给出很迷人的微笑，这样我们就一无所能，我们就没办法了。
Also, your Krishna and Balaram find great pleasure in stealing our stock of yogurt and butter from wherever we keep it.
而且呢，无论我们把这些酸奶啊、奶油啊，不管藏在哪里，你的这个 Krishna Balarama 他们还特别喜欢来偷他们，偷这些酸奶和奶油。
When Krishna and Balaram are caught stealing the yogurt and butter, they say, "Why do you charge us with stealing?"
那么当 Krishna 和 Balarama 被抓，当他们在偷奶油 和酸奶的时候被抓住的时候，他们就会说，你们为什么要告我们偷东西？
Do you think that butter and yogurt are in scarcity in our house?
你们以为我们家里就没有牛、没有奶油、没有酸奶吗？
Sometimes they steal butter, yogurt, and milk and distribute them to the monkeys.
有的时候啊，他们会偷奶油、酸奶，还把这个牛奶都偷了，然后就分给这些猴子们吃。
When the monkeys are well fed and do not take any more, then your boys joke.
那么当这些猴子们都喝饱了，不喝了，然后你们的孩子们就开始开玩笑说。
They say, this milk and butter and yogurt are useless. Even the monkeys won't take it.
他们就说，这些牛奶啊，还有这些什么奶油酸的，根本就真是没用，连猴子都不要。
And they break the pots and throw them hither and thither.
然后他们就会打破这些罐子，把它们到处乱扔。
If we keep our stock of yogurt, butter, and milk in a solitary dark place, your Krishna and Balaram find it in the darkness by the glaring effulgence of the ornaments and jewels in their bodies.
那么如果我们把这些酸奶、奶油和牛奶藏在一个偏僻的黑暗的地方，但是呢，你的这个 Krishna 和 Balarama 因为他们身上这些珠宝首饰都全闪闪发光，所以呢，这样就把这藏起来的东西都照亮了，这样他们又能把它们找出来。
If by chance they cannot find the hidden butter and yogurt, they go to our little babies and pinch their bodies so they cry, and then they go away.
如果他们找不到藏起来的奶油和酸奶的话，他们就跑到我们的小婴儿面前去拧他们，让他们哭起来，然后他们就跑掉了。
Out of fear of these naughty boys, we keep our stock of butter and yogurt high on the ceiling, hanging on a swing.
那么因为我们害怕这些调皮的小孩子，所以呢，我们就把我们的这个牛奶和把奶油和这个酸奶挂在天花板上一根绳子上面。
Although it is beyond their reach, they arrange to reach it by piling all kinds of wooden planks over the grinding machine.
虽然说他们本身是够不着这些挂起来的这些奶油和酸奶的，但是呢，他 他们就会做出这样的安排，把很多很多各种各样的木头板给叠起来，叠在一起，然后叠在这个磨刀石磨那个磨的那个机器旁边，上面磨的。
And if they cannot, they make a hole in the pot.
如果他们还是够不着的话，他们就给这个罐子打一个洞。
We think, therefore, that you better take all the jute ornaments from the bodies of your children.
所以呢，我们觉得啊，你们最好就把你们孩子身上的这所有的珠宝首饰都拿掉算了，不要再给他们戴了。
On hearing this, Yashoda would say, "All right, I will take all the jewels from Krishna so that he cannot see the butter hidden in the darkness."
那么听他们这样说之后呢，Yashoda就说，好吧，那我把 Krishna 身上所有的珠宝都拿掉，这样呢他就看不到藏在黑暗里面的黑暗的这些奶油了。
Then the gopis would say, "No, no, don't do this."
然后呢，这些勾兵们又说：“不不，别这么做。”
What good will you do by taking away the jewels?
你把他身上这些珠宝拿走有什么用处啊？
We do not know what kind of boys these are, but even without ornaments, they spread some kind of refulgence, so that even in darkness they can see everything.
我们也不知道他们是些什么样的孩子。即便他们身上没有这些首饰，但是呢，他们人身上仍然能发出闪耀的光芒。所以呢，即便在黑暗当中，他们仍然什么都看得见。
And Mother Yashoda will inform them, "All right, keep your butter and yogurt carefully, so that they may not be sure."
那Yashoda妈妈就跟他们说，那好吧，那你就好好的把你的这个奶油和酸奶藏得好好的，这样子他们就抓不着了。
In reply to this, the gopi said, "Yes, actually we do so, but because we are sometimes engaged in our household duties, these naughty boys enter our house somehow or other and spoil everything."
那么这些 gopi 们又回答说，是啊，其实我们都是这样做的，但是呢，有的时候我们就在忙着做我们的家务活呢，这些调皮的孩子们就会到我们家里来，不知道怎么回事就进来，然后把一切都搞砸了。
Sometimes, being unable to steal our butter and yogurt, out of anger, they pass urine on the clean floor and sometimes spit on it.
有的时候呢，因为他们偷不着我们的奶油和酸奶，所以他们就会愤怒的在我们干净的地板上撒尿，而且有的时候还往地上吐口水。
Just see how your boy is hearing these complaints.
你看看你们这些孩子到底怎么听着我们的抱怨。
All day he simply makes arrangements to steal our butter and yogurt. Now he's sitting just like a very silent good boy.
他成天到晚就一直做出各种各样的安排来偷我们的奶油和酸奶。现在呢，他就好像一个安静的好孩子一样，就坐在那儿一动不动。
Just see his face.
看看他的脸。
To chastise her boy after hearing all the complaints, she saw his pitiable face and smiling, she did not chastise him.
那么当Yashoda的妈妈听了这所有的抱怨之后，她就想要去责备她的孩子。但是呢，她一看到她孩子这个可怜的面带微笑的脸，她就不忍心去骂他了。
Another day, when Krishna and Balaram were playing with their friends, all the boys joined Balaram and complained to Mother Yashoda that Krishna had eaten clay.
又有一天，当 Krishna 和 Balaram 在和他们的朋友们一起玩耍的时候，那所有这些男孩就和 Balaram 一起向 Yashoda 的妈妈抱怨说 Krishna 吃泥土了。
On hearing this, Mother Yashoda caught hold of Krishna's hand and said, "My dear Krishna, why have you eaten earth in a solitary place?"
那么听了这个之后呢，亚瑟的妈妈就抓住 Krishna 的手说，我亲爱的 Krishna， 你为什么要在这样一个偏僻的地方吃泥土呢？
Just see, all your friends, including Balaram, are complaining about
me. 你看看所有的这些朋友们，包括 Balaram 都在抱怨你。
Being afraid of his mother, Krishna replied, "My dear mother, all these boys, including my elder brother Balaram, are speaking lies against me."
那么，就出于对他妈妈的恐惧，Krishna 就回答说，我亲爱的母亲，这所谓的男孩，甚至包括我的兄长 Balarama， 他们都在说谎话，撒谎，在反对我。
I have never eaten any clay.
我绝没有吃过泥土。
My elder brother Balarama, while playing with me today, became angry, and therefore he has joined with the other boys to complain against me.
那我的哥哥 Balarama 在今天在跟我一起玩的时候，他生气了。所以呢，他就和其他的孩子们一起来抱怨我。
They have all combined together to complain, so you will be angry and chastise me.
他们呢，大家都聚集到一起来向你抱怨我，这样呢，你就会生气并且来骂我。
If you think they are truthful, then you can look within my mouth to see whether I've eaten clay or not.
如果你觉得他们都说的是真话，那你就来看看我的嘴里面，看看我有没有吃这泥土。
His mother replied, "All right, if you have actually not eaten any clay, then just open your mouth. I shall see."
那他妈妈就回答说，好吧，如果你真的什么泥土都没吃，那你就张开嘴，让我来看看。
When the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna, was so ordered by his mother, he immediately opened his mouth just like an ordinary boy.
那么当智者人格上神 Krishna 这样接到他母亲的命令之后，他马上就像一个普通的男孩一样，立即张开了嘴。
Then Mother Yashoda saw within that mouth the complete opulence of creation.
然后呢，亚瑟的妈妈就在他那张嘴里面看到了完整的创造的富裕。
She saw the entire outer space in all directions.
她看到了这四面八方整个的这个宇宙空间。
She saw mountains, islands, oceans, seas, planets, air, fire, moon, and the stars.
她看到了高山，看到了岛屿，看到了大海，星球，空气，火，星星，月亮和星星。
Along with the moon and the stars, she saw all the elements, water, sky, and the extensive ethereal existence.
那么除了这个月亮和星星之外呢，他也看到所谓的元素，也就是水，天空，整个的以太存在。
She saw the total ego and its products, namely the senses, the controllers of the senses, all the demigods, and the objects of the senses like sound and smell.
他看到了整个的自我以及它的产物，也就是感官的控制者，所谓的半神人。以及感官的对象，就比如说声音和味道。
Within his mouth, she also saw the three qualities of material nature, all living entities, eternal time, material nature, spiritual nature, activity, consciousness, and different forms of the whole creation.
那么在他的嘴里面，他同时还看到了物质自然的三个品质。看到了所有的生物体，看到了永恒的时间、物质自然、灵性自然、活动、知觉，以及整个创造的所有的不同形象。
Child, everything necessary for cosmic manifestation.
亚瑟的在他的孩子的嘴里面看到了，就是宇宙展示所需要的一切。
She also saw within his mouth herself taking Krishna on her lap and having him suck her breast.
同时呢，她也在 Krishna 的嘴里面看到她自己把 Krishna 抱在怀里，让他吸她的奶。
Upon seeing all this, she became struck with awe and began to wonder whether she was dreaming or actually seeing something extraordinary.
那么当她看到这一切的时候，她就开始听得目瞪口呆，就开始想他看到的这一切到底是在做梦，还是真的是看到了什么不同寻常的事物。
She concluded that she was either dreaming or seeing the play of the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
他最后做出决定说，要不他就是在做梦，要不他就是看到了至尊人格守成虚幻能量的游戏。
She thought that she had become mad. man suddenly deranged to see all those wonderful things.
他以为自己看到这么多对情愿的现象，肯定是因为他疯了，或者说精神失常了。
Then she thought, it may be cosmic mystic power attained by my child, and therefore I am perplexed by such visions within his mouth.
然后呢，他又想，这或许就是因为我的孩子得到的这些宇宙神秘力量，所以呢，看着他嘴里面这些神秘的这些现象的话，我才会这么迷惑。
Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
让我来前尊敬的顶拜至尊人格首相。
He is beyond the expression of consciousness, mind, work, and philosophical speculation.
他已完全超越了知觉、心意、工作和哲学思辨的表达。
His different energies produce everything manifested and unmanifested.
他的不同的能量会产生出一切展示和不展示的事物。
Under his energy, bodily self, bodily possessions are conceived.
那么在他的这个能量之下呢，就生出了这个躯体的自我以及躯体的财产。
She then said, "Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto him."
然后他说，让我前进的礼拜他。
Under his illusory energy, I'm thinking that Nanda Maharaj is my husband and Krishna is my son.
在他的虚幻能量影响之下呢，我在想着 Nanda Maharaj 是丈夫 ，Krishna 是我儿子。
That all the properties of Nanda Maharaj belong to me, and that all the coward men and women are my subjects.
我以为 Nanda Maharaj 所有的财产都属于我，还以为这所有的牧牛郎、牧牛女们都是我的臣民。
All this misconception is due to the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord.
所有这些虚假的概念都是因为至尊主的虚幻能量而致。
So let me pray to him that he may protect me always.
所以呢，让我向他祈祷，希望他能一直保护。
While Mother Yashoda was thinking in this high philosophical way, Lord Krishna again expanded his eternal energy just to bewilder her with maternal affection.
当他这样想着，以这样一种很高的哲学方式这样思考的时候，那么主 Krishna 又开始扩展了他的内在能量。这样的完全以母爱来迷惑他。
Immediately, Mother Yashoda forgot all philosophical speculation and accepted Krishna as her own child.
那杨修的妈妈立即就忘记了这所有的哲学思辨，然后又把 Krishna 接受了他自己的孩子。
She took him on her lap and became overwhelmed with maternal affection.
那么他就把 Krishna 抱在自己的怀里，然后内心完全充满了母爱之情。
She thus began to think how the Supreme Personality of Godhead was understood through the process of cultivating knowledge derived from the Upanishads and the Vedanta Sutra.
那么接下来他就开始去想着这个至尊人格首，这个可以通过来自于 Upanishad 和 Vedanta Sutra 而得来的培养知识的程序，这样来理解这个至尊人格首身。
He is also understood by practicing mystic yoga and studying Sankhya philosophy.
那这个至尊人格首身呢，也可以通过神秘瑜伽或者是研习 Sankhya 哲学被理解。
Certainly, Mother Yashoda had executed many, many pious activities, as a result of which he got the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead as her son, who sucked milk from her breast.
那么杨顺的妈妈肯定已经做了很多很多的虔诚活动。所以呢，结果他就得到了绝对真理，就至尊人格首身，成为他自己的亲生的，成为他自己的儿子，并且能吃他的奶。
Similarly, Nanda Maharaj also must have performed many great sacrifices and pious activities for Lord Krishna to become his son and address him as father.
那么同样的 ，Nanda Maharaj 肯定也从事了很多很大的祭祀和虔诚活动。让主 Krishna 最终能够成为他的儿子，并且称他为父亲。
But it is surprising that Vasudeva and Devaki did not enjoy the transcendental bliss of Krishna's childhood pastimes, although Krishna was their real son.
但是呢，让人非常奇怪的是，虽然说 Krishna 是 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 真正的儿子，但是呢 ，Vasudeva 和 Devaki 却不能去享受 Krishna 孩提时代的这逍遥时光的这种超然喜乐。
The childhood pastimes of Krishna are glorified even today by many sages and saintly persons. Vasudeva and Devaki could not enjoy such childhood pastimes personally.
那 Krishna 的这个孩提时候时代的这些逍遥，即便是在今天，仍然受到很多的圣人的荣耀，但是 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 却没能享受，却没能亲自享受这样的孩提逍遥。
The reason for this was explained by Sukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Pariksit as follows.
那么 Sukadeva Goswami 就向 Maharaj Pariksit 解释了如下的原因。
When the best of the Vasus, named Drona, and his wife Dara, were ordered to increase progeny by Lord Brahma, they said unto him, Dear Father, we are seeking your benediction.
那么当主 Brahma 命令最好的 Vasu 也就是 Jonah 和他的妻子 Tara 的时候，那命令他们去增加人口的时候，他们就跟他说，亲爱的父亲啊，我们祈求你的祝福。
When we take birth again within the universe, may the Supreme Lord Krishna, in his most attractive feature of childhood, absorb our whole attention.
当我们在这个宇宙当中再次出生的时候，愿至尊主 Krishna 在他最为迷人的孩提时代的这种迷人的这种形象这种形象能够完全吸引我们的注意。
May our dealings with him be so powerful that simply by hearing of these childhood activities of his, anyone will very easily cross over the nexus of birth and death.
愿我们跟他的这些交流是如此的强而有力，这样只是去聆听这些他的这些孩提时候的活动，任何人都能轻易跨过生死苦恼。
Lord Brahma agreed to give them the benediction, and as a result, the same Drona appeared as Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan, and the same Dara appeared as Mother Yashoda, the wife of Nanda Maharaj.
那么主 Brahma 就答应了，要给了他们这个祝福。所以结果呢，这个 Drona 就成了 Vrindavan 的 Nanda Maharaj， 而这个 Dara 呢，就成了 Nanda Maharaj 的妻子，就是 Yashoda 的妈妈。
In this way, Nanda Maharaj and his wife, Mother Yashoda, developed their unalloyed devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, having gotten him as their son.
那么就以这样的方式， Nanda Maharaj 和他的妻子 Yashoda 妈妈，因为得到了至尊人格首生为他们的儿子，因而培养起了对他的这种无私的奉献。
And all the gopis and cowherd men,who were associates of Krishna, naturally developed their own different feelings of love for Krishna.
而且这所有的这些 gopi 们和这些牧牛女和牧牛郎们，因为他们都是 Krishna 的朋友，所以他们自然而然的也向 Krishna 培养起了不同的爱的情感。
Therefore, just to fulfill the benediction of Lord Brahma, Lord Krishna appeared along with his plenary expansion of Balaram,and performed all kinds of childhood pastimes in order to increase the transcendental pleasure of all the residents of Vrindavan.
因此呢，为了来实现主 Brahma 的祝福，主 Krishna 就和他的偏权扩展 Balarama 一起显现来，上演了各种各样的孩提逍遥，以增加 Vrindavan 所有居民的超然喜乐。
So this ends the chapter.
这章就到此结束了。
Now there are several points that Srila Prabhupada makes this pastime.
就这个逍遥时光当中，Srila Prabhupada还提出了不同的要点。
Oftentimes devotees ask the question.
初见者们经常会问这个问题。
How can I associate with non-devotees and not be affected by bad association.
他们就经常会问我们怎么样才能和非奉献者联谊的时候呢，不受着他们坏不良联谊的影响。
Well, we see that in the case of Gargamuni, that he was a very elevated soul. And when he came to the house of Nanda Maharaj, he gave good association.
那我们看到这个 Gargamuni, 他是一个非常杰出的灵魂。然后他就最后他后来他来到了 Nanda Maharaj 的家里面，给了他们好的联谊。
Of course, in this case, Nanda Maharaj was a great devotee also, and he returned that good association that Gargamuni gave with his own good association.
那当然 Nanda Maharaj 他也是一个很好的奉献者，所以呢，在他得到了 Gargamuni 这个好的联谊的同时呢，他也以好的联谊给予了他回应。
But what if we have to associate with non-devotees?
但是如果我们得跟非奉献者联谊的话，那怎么办呢？
Vaishnavas, when they associate with others, particularly the non-devotees, they learn how to give their association without taking the bad association of non-devotees.
那么当 Vaishnava 他们得跟非奉献者联谊的时候呢，他们要学会的艺术就是把自己的联谊给这些人，而不要去接受这些不良联谊的影响。
This means that we have to learn the philosophy of Krishna consciousness very well.
这就意味着我们要很好的去学习 Krishna 智觉的哲学。
So that we can speak on any topic and relate it to Krishna.
这样呢，我们就能去讲述跟 Krishna 有关的任何的主题。
So even when we associate with non-devotees and speak with them, we will be able to take control of the situation and steer the conversation in the right way towards Krishna.
虽然即便有的时候我们得跟非奉献者联谊，并且跟他们讲话，但是呢，我们就能够控制整个的形势，最终能以一种很好的方式把 Krishna 直接给予他们。
Is it actually an art?
这其实是一门艺术。
How to preach?
就如何传教的艺术。
How to preach in any circumstance?
我们如何在不同的场合来传教。
And how to help those that we are preaching to gradually make advancements.
又如何去帮助那些传教的人逐渐地取得进步。
As the late Bhakti Kirtan Maharaj often said, our duty as devotees is to both plant seeds of devotion in people's hearts and to cultivate those seeds.
那么像已逝的 Bhakti Kirtan Maharaj 就跟我们说，我们作为奉献者两个责任，一个呢，就是要把份爱的种子种植在每个人的心中，同时呢，要去培养这些种子，让他们不断的成长。
So in our association with others, we try to give them Krishna, form of Prasadam, form of the holy name, form of Prabhupada's books, or whatever little bit of philosophy we can give them.
所以呢，当我们跟非奉献者联谊的时候呢，那我们就可以把可以通过菩萨的，通过圣灵，通过食物啊，以及任何一定点的 Krishna 之别的哲学，从这些方面把 Krishna 给予他们。
But as followers of Lord Chaitanya, it is our duty to preach.
但是呢，我们作为主 Chaitanya 的追随者，我们传教是我们的责任。
And by preaching, we please Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, and they bless us.With very rapid advancement in Krishna consciousness.
而且呢，通过去传教呢，我们就会非常的取悦主 Chaitanya 和主 Nityananda。这样呢，反过来他会被我们取悦之后，他就会祝福我们在 Krishna 这当中取得飞速进步。
So that is the secret of how to make very quick advancement in Krishna consciousness.
这就是在 Krishna 世界当中取得飞速进步的秘密。
Another point that's brought out here is that, you know, Garga Muni, he was so expert in astrology, the astrological science, that he could see so many things about Krishna.
那么还有一点这里要提到的就是 Garga Muni 他是如此精通这个星象学，所以呢他对 Krishna 所有的看得非常的清楚。
So what that tells us is that particularly in previous ages, that these Vedic sciences were very precise.
那么这就意味着，尤其是在先前的年代，这些伟达的这些科学是非常精确的。
And the astrologers are very qualified.
同时呢，那些星象学家、占星家，他们也身具资格。
And they could, give a perfect astrological reading.
他们可以啊，就这个星象的这个给予，就是精非常精确的完美的阅读。
The problem is that in the Kali Yuga, these Vedic arts or Vedic sciences are not.As effective because of the lack of qualification of those who practiced that.
而在这个卡林年代的问题就在于现在这些伟达的艺术或者说伟达的这些科学已经不是那么好了，那主要是因为呢这些修就是专门练这种伟达的星象家的这些人不够资格。
Therefore, for example, Srila Prabhupada, he was not so much interested in astrology.
所以呢，就像圣帕帕他们就不太强调这个，不太相信这个星象，不太强调星象。
Because even though there may be some strong astrological influences on our lives, by the practice of Krishna consciousness, we can actually transcend those.
因为即便我们就是这个星象的虽然是可能还是会对我们有影响，但是呢我们通过修习 Krishna 知觉，我们就能超越这些影响。
As I was saying, Prabhupada did not rely on astrology and he said that Krishna consciousness could transcend it.
所以呢 Prabhupada 不是很强调星象，他说 Krishna 知觉可以超越星象。
So in the same way, we shouldn't rely on these things.
那么我们也应该同样的不要太去依靠这些东西。
They can sometimes be used as tools or guides, but they should be used very, very cautiously.
当然有的时候我们也可以把它们当成工具，或者说一门就是相应的接受它的参考来接受一些指导，但是呢我们不应该太过的依靠这些东西。
Another point is that we see that Krishna's naughtiness is quite extreme, actually.
还有一点呢，我们可以看到的就是 Krishna 他的这个调皮啊，那是其实蛮极端的。
I mean, we just heard that he goes to the homes of the gopis and he steals their stocks of butter and yogurt and feeds to monkeys and.Breaks the pots and does so many things.
我们刚刚就听到了 Krishna 他会偷偷地跑进这些 gopi 们的家里面，去偷他们的什么牛奶、酸奶还奶油啊等等，甚至这还不够，还用来喂猴子吃，甚至还把他们的罐子给砸碎了。
Urinates on their floors.
还在他们地上撒尿。
Pinches their little babies and makes them cry.
还去拎他们的孩子们，让他们哭。
So many things.
做很多很多调皮事。
So, Krishna is the origin of everything.
所以呢 ，Krishna 是万源之源，是一切的源头。
Now, we understand that Krishna's naughtiness is purely spiritual.
那我们知道 Krishna 这种陶器它是完全灵性的。
And the perverted reflection of that in the material world is material.
那么它的这个是在这个物质世界的这种这种扭曲的折射呢，那就是物质的。
So, young children are also naughty.
所以呢，我们可以看到这些很多的小孩子，通常呢也很淘气。
I think we can say that all young children are naughty to some degree.
我们可以说，所有的孩子都在不同的程度，在某种程度都是很淘气的。
And the origin of that naughtiness is in Krishna.
而这种淘气原来其实是来自于 Krishna.
The difference is that by hearing about the naughtiness of Krishna, we become purified.
那其中的区别就是呢，当我们通过我们去聆听 Krishna 的淘气，我们可以受到净化。
Whereas, by hearing or seeing the naughtiness of our own children or the children of others in the material world, unless they're devotees, of course, our consciousness is not purified.
但是呢，我们如果在这个物质世界看到自己的孩子或其他别人的孩子那么调皮，当然除了奉献者的孩子以外，我们听了他或听到我看到他们的这些淘气事，我们不会受到什么净化。
So the point is that there's such value in hearing about Krishna's naughtiness.
所以呢，接着要讲的就是聆听关于 Krishna 这种淘气的价值。
We can meditate on this naughtiness as one of his pastimes, and it's purifying to the consciousness.
我们可以去冥想的他这些淘气的这些事情，作为他的逍遥时光，这种很能净化我们的知觉。
Another point is that we see that gopis complain to Mother Yashoda. They're saying that Krishna has, you know, done this, and Krishna has done that. You know, you have to take his jewels away, or you have to chastise him.
那么还有一点呢，就是这些牧牛女们向亚瑟的妈妈抱怨 Krishna， 说这个孩子是偷了这个偷那个，那么的淘气，你得把他身上这些珠宝首饰都拿掉。
But then out of love, even when Mother Yashoda suggests that, okay, I'll take Krishna's jewels away or I'll punish him in this way or that, they don't want to see Krishna punished.
但是呢，当亚瑟的妈妈同意说好，那我会把 Krishna 的身上的珠宝首饰都拿走的时候呢，他们出于对 Krishna 那种完全的爱心，他们又不想让他这样做。
They have such love for Krishna.
他们是那么爱 Krishna.
So they did, on one hand, they're complaining, and on the other hand, they're saying, no, don't change anything about Krishna.
虽然一方面他们在抱怨 Krishna, 但在另外一方面他们又说啊，不要对 Krishna 做出任何，不用做出任何的改变。
They love Krishna unconditionally.
他们是无条件的爱着 Krishna.
No matter what Krishna does.
不管 Krishna 做什么。
And all of this is being orchestrated under the influence of Yoga Maya.
那这一切呢，都是在 Yoga Maya 的影响之下才发生的。
Yoga Maya is arranging for these Vrajabhasis to be covered in a certain way so that, they can perform the service to Krishna without any hint of awe and reverence.
那么 Yoga Maya 他就有这样的方式来做出这所谓的安排，这样呢，他们这些 Vrindavan 的居民，他们对 Krishna 的爱就不会受到任何的敬畏心态的影响。
So even when Krishna does extraordinary things, just like.When Mother Yashoda looked into Krishna's mouth and sees the entire universe and so many aspects of universal creation, and even sees herself there and Krishna saw her breast, she still thinks that this must be caused by something else other than Krishna.
所以呢，你看，虽然说到了后来，甚至亚瑟的妈妈在 Krishna 的嘴里面看到了整个宇宙展示，甚至看到所有的这些奇妙的现象，甚至还看到他自己抱着 Krishna 在他吃，在他怀里面吃奶。但是呢，他仍然不会把 Krishna 当成至尊人格所生来看，他会觉得这一切都是其他的影响因素所引起，而不是 Krishna 引起的。
She thinks Omega is the work of the supreme personality of Godhead, or the illusory energy, or anything. But she never thinks that Krishna can have anything to do with it.
她可能她在想到可能是至尊人格首身怎么怎么样了，或者是什么虚幻能量怎么怎么样，可是任何的事情，但她就是想不到这是 Krishna 做的事情。
This is what we'll see over and over again with the eternal associates, Krishna, they have this level of love or God for him that they just see him as their beloved and they will never see him as the Supreme Personality of God.
这种炫耀我们在之后会看到很多的次，这所谓的这些奉献者他们会非常的爱 Krishna， 但是他们可以怎么样去爱 Krishna， 但他们从来都不会想到 Krishna 就是至尊人格首身。
That is a summit.
That is?
The summit, the highest point of love.
这就是爱的顶峰，这就是爱的顶峰。
So, in this way, these pastimes are ever fresh.
所以呢，这一宵时光它是永远都新鲜的。
These pastimes are going on.And they're repeating themselves again and again and again on a daily basis.
今宵时光是不断继续下去的，而且呢，每一天每一天都会不断不断的重复上演。
But every day, the Bhagavasis think that it is like the first time that it's happened.
但是呢，每一天这些 Bhagavasis 他们都会感觉到这是以前从来没发生过，这是第一次发生。
It's not that they feel like, oh, we've done this before, and, now we're tired of this, we have to do something new.
他们从来不会想到，哎呀，这事我们都已经做过了，我都做累了，我们要搞一些新鲜的事情，没有这样想。
In the material world, we constantly have to change from one thing to another. We can't continuously do the same thing again and again and again.
在物质世界里面，我们会不断的想要去改变，去体验新鲜事物。我们没办法去一次又一次，一次又一次做同样的事情。
We soon grow tired.
很快就会累了。
And we lose interest.
我们会厌倦，然后失去兴趣。
And our minds want something new.
我们的心意呢，想要去寻找一些新鲜事物。
But on the spiritual plane, these devotees, they're enjoying these pastimes, ever fresh, ever new, and they relish them every time that it is the first time that they're experiencing them.
但是呢，对这个灵性的层面，对这些奉献者来说，他们觉得这所谓的这些体验都是完全是新的，好像是第一次经验一样。
That's why it's said in the spiritual world,Every word is a song, and every step is a dance.
这就是为什么说在我们说在灵性世界，每一个字都是一首歌，每一步都是一段舞。
So in this way, there is so much for us to look forward to.
所以呢，我们有很多很多可以去期待的内容。
So we should meditate on all of this, while we are.Trying to chant attentively, the Hare Krishna mantra.
那么，当我们去专注的念诵 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 的时候，我们都应该冥想着这一切。
We want to beg for mercy and blessings and the strength to chant without offense, with full attention and genuine love in our hearts.
我们想要祈求所有的仁慈，所有的祝福。 所谓的奉耳，让我们能够全心全意专注的去带着奉耳之心去唱诵去念诵。
So that we can cry out for the mercy of the Vaishnava's Guru Krishna.
这样呢我们就能够高声的去呼唤 Vaishnava Guru 和 Krishna 的仁慈。
We should actually be crying out for Krishna.
事实上我们就应该这样高声呼喊着呼唤 Krishna.
And if we can't cry for Krishna, we should cry that we can't cry for Krishna.
如果我们不能为了 Krishna 而哭泣的话，我们就应该哭泣着想要去哭泣 Krishna.
And if we can't cry that we can't cry for Krishna, we should cry that we can't cry that we can't cry for Krishna.
如果我们也不能去呼唤想要去呼唤 Krishna 的话，我们就要呼唤这个想要去呼唤想要去祈求呼唤 Krishna 的这个愿望而呼唤
like this
就要这样。
So we shall end here and I want to thank Gopi Gita Mataji for her translation.
今天就讲到这里了，感谢 Gopi Gita 的翻译。
And we thank, as always, Shakti Gopal Charanprabhu for facilitating our lecture.
同时呢，我们要感谢 Shakti Gopal Charanprabhu 协助我们这堂讲课，让我们能安排给我们做安排。
And we thank all of you for listening.
我们也感谢大家的聆听。
Because, again, as we always say,if it weren't for you, we would not be giving these classes.
就像我一直每次都在说的，如果不是你们的话，我们都不会讲这样的课。
We are speaking and you are listening.
我们在讲，你们在听。
And in this way, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Krishna, we are associated through the medium of transcendental sound.
通过这样的方式呢，通过得到帕瓦帕克里什纳的仁慈，我们就在传播这个灵性的超然的音阵。
So thank you very much for your association.
所以呢，非常感谢大家的联谊。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj.
Yeah. We look forward to meeting you again.For chapter 9 of Srila Prabhupada's Krishna.
期待着下星期再跟大家重聚，我们再来讲述圣帕帕的 Krishna Book, Krishna 的选修二十观的第九章。
Please take care.
请大家保重。
And strive to practice your sun and service.As nicely as possible.
尽可能努力的去很好的休息我们的灵修，我们的沙达那。
We should be striving to make even just a little bit of progress every day.
我们应该努力的争取每天都能获得取得一丁点的进步，至少。
Yes.